Welcome to 302 Seconds While You Wait, a Kaenlyn podcast. I'm Dr. Sarah Malm, the Director of Educational Service for Early Childhood through 5th grade, and I am super excited today. I am joined by Ms. Weiss from Kaenlyn Harder Middle School. I am so glad that you are joining us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm excited to talk a little bit about some Kaenlyn traditions today. So for those of you who don't know who I am, I've been part of the Kaenlyn family since 2001 as a staff member, but I've been part of the Kaenlyn family since 1976. We moved to the district when I was six. I graduated from Kaenlyn, left for a while, did college, did a couple of little other things, and then decided to come back and coach and teach. And it's led me to be assistant principal at Harder for the last 18 years. So that's been a long time. But yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Definitely the perfect person to talk about Kaenlyn traditions, knowing your history of growing up here and then seeing Kaenlyn, I think, from a variety of different perspectives as kind of that youth growing up here and then seeing it as a teacher and an administrator and your long-standing history. So let's jump into it. What are some things when you think about Kaenlyn that pop to mind as if I'm new to the district, what traditions should I look forward to? Or if I've been here for a while and think like, what am I missing?
Yeah, sure.
What's unique about Kaenlyn in your opinion?
So I think that, I think from a kid perspective, right? From a kid perspective, we always looked forward to Elburn Days. Oh, yeah. Legit. Elburn Days was the first carnival type thing that we had in the district. And then came the corn boil, and then Maple Park had theirs, and Kaneville had theirs last. But like, that was always the big thing for us to look forward to when I was younger, was Elburn Days. And it was mom, take me to Elburn Days, dad, can I go to Elburn Days kind of thing. Looking at it as an adult now, I go, how did I spend 3 nights or 3 days for hours at a time walking around Lions Park, which is legitimately not that big?
Yep.
How did I spend all of that time doing all of that insanity? But as a kid, I think that was always the, like, pre-high school, that was the big thing. And then I think the other thing that, our homecoming activities, even though they aren't the same as bigger, like, city schools, like West Aurora, Batavia, Geneva, St. Charles, we do a pretty good job for us being as broad, like space wise as we are, we're not really having a city center. The fact that we were with a, I don't know, I guess it's probably been 10, 15 years ago now where we actually brought the parade to the towns as opposed to, it used to just be around the football field the homecoming game. Huh. Like that's what it was when I was in school. Student council would do their floats and we would run it around the track.
Wow.
Between the sophomore and the varsity game on homecoming night. That was our parade. So the fact that we've been able to get that shifted into a rotating basis to Elburn, Kaneville, Sugar Grove, and Maple Park is pretty cool.
I love, too, the events that you picked out are opportunities. You mentioned were almost like 142, 47 square miles. Yep. I don't remember the exact number, but it's a great opportunity to see friends from all those communities.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that has always been the pride point for me with this district is I don't care where you live. I don't care what your political spectrum is. I don't care what your perspective is on anything. When there is a tragedy in this district, no matter what it is, whether it's a student death, a teacher death, whatever it is, people in this community come together like no other. And we talk at Harder about being the Harder family. And I have said for as long as I have been here, Kaenlyn is a family.
Yeah.
And we all treat, and we do. We do all of those things like we need to.
I do think, too, I think that's what brings people here and keeps people here.
Yeah.
Because you do feel that family aspect, not only just in the building you work, but across the entire communities that we are built on.
Yep, for sure.
So some great traditions that you shared. Since you mentioned homecoming, it is just right around the corner. The homecoming parade is in Elburn this year, and I believe it is on the Wednesday night of the first week of October. So don't forget to miss that. Real quick, a very fun event that, again, you could come out and see friends is the Barnes & Noble Book Fair. It is a fundraiser for our elementary schools on September 19th. And it is held at the Barnes & Noble in Geneva Commons.
I do think you meant don't miss the homecoming parade, not don't forget to miss the homecoming parade.
Did I say that?
You actually
did. Yeah, do not forget to come.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Hey, I heard on the podcast not to come. No, that's not true. Come to the homecoming parade. Come to Elburn. Flood the streets. Get your chair there early because I know people get their chairs and save their spots pretty early.
Sure. Absolutely. Elburn Day's Parade.
Thank you for that.
That actually happens like on Tuesday.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And come to Barnes & Noble early too.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Come and get your spot. There will be educators out there reading books, doing songs, doing crafts. So make sure you come out on September 19th. And then our secret code today, which I know Miss Weiss is absolutely, she lives and breathes it.
That's right.
Do you want to share it?
I do.
All right, go for it. What's the secret code?
Proud to be a knight.
Yes. Email 302seconds@canelin.org and put the words proud to be a knight and you'll be entered to win our raffle. We want to thank you very much, Miss Weiss, for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Have a great week. We will check out our next podcast in a couple weeks.
Take care, y'all. We'll be right back.